Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Mike Stewart, the author of Close More Sales, the leader of StewartSalesDynamics.com, and an organization I encourage you to check out whenever you get a chance. Mike, we're talking about attitude. We're talking about getting more sales by getting out of our own way. And, you know, one of the things I mentioned in the first segment was that one of our polls indicated that about a fourth of our audience who replies to our polls is doing really well. I mean, they're saying like, wow, we're having a great year. And in one respect, you might say, well, that's an industry that's doing well. But it might be that those are the people who have figured out how to get out of their own way, and they're getting the sales of all the other people.
And, that's right.
And so one of the things that I heard something the other day. I heard somebody say that when you 30 minutes before you go to bed, whatever is in your head, whatever your attitude is, if you're worried, if you're frightened, whatever, that replays in your head up to 15 times that night.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I'm not
so
sure.
So if that's the case, and you, that's got to impact you when you wake up in the morning.
Well, it does. The good part of that is, excuse me, you know, I call that the little man upstairs, and not the big man upstairs, but the little man upstairs,
yeah.
And he's working to solve those problems, and you'll wake up in the middle of the night. Very often, all of us have had this experience,
yeah.
You know, where we wake up in the middle of the night, and bam, there's a solution. But rather than, and we need to write it down, because if we don't, then in the morning, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little guy in your head, you know, he wakes you up, he gives you the answer, and he goes back to sleep.
Right.
And if you don't write it down, then it's gone. And unfortunately, that's happened to me. But rather than rely on something like that, I really believe that as far as our attitudes are concerned and the actions that we take as a result, they can be managed. One way is through mastermind groups, which we talked about. And that's really important because if you get together with other people and you're honest, then you share solutions and you find solutions. Now, as a small business owner, and right now our business is really small. You know, it's a professional practice. But before,
right.
I have run several small businesses where we had quite a few employees, as well as large companies. But in our small business, as well as anywhere you're going to get people together, they're going to talk. And I think it's really, really important that we help manage what they're talking about, because that, you know, so many times they're, complaint sections. Sessions might be one way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But they get together and they complain and they talk about all the negatives. And it's leadership and setting the example is key to small business owners and executives and managers. You know, it's how we portray ourselves and the attitude that we present to them. And, you know, and it's easier to act our way into a positive way of thinking than it is to think our way into a positive way of acting.
Well, one of the things I know is for most of us, I mean, I'm a pretty positive guy, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not I'm optimistic. I'm Pollyanna. I believe that, you know, that the best years are ahead of us if we want to make it that way. But I also know that negative thoughts have their own gravity. They come, negative thoughts, you know, it's sort of like positive thoughts have helium and negative thoughts have gravity, and eventually, if you don't keep maintaining that helium and those positive thoughts, that negative thought gravity will pull you down. And I think most of us, even the most optimistic of us, the most positive of us, have to fight the seduction of the negative. What do you think?
Well, you know, I do agree with that. And one solution that we find that works really, really well is the use of affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we write down a positive thought or an action that we want to take or the way we see the world. And we write that down, and then we repeat it to ourselves. And like you say, just before you go to bed at night, that's what you read. And when you wake up in the morning, that's what you read, and you learn your affirmations. And I'm amazed when I do seminars.
Yeah.
And we talk about this, the number of people who actually use affirmations and have used them very successfully.
The ones that I use are the ones that I actually know that I can pull off. I don't tell myself things that I don't believe. I tell myself things I can believe. What do you think?
Well, I think you've got to believe it can be done, but they've got to be in the positive.
My favorite one came from Sylvester Q. Pussycat. Whenever I'm having a hard time, somebody's not wanting to go along with what I want to do, I always say, I've been thrown out of better places than this. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too in the next hour. I'll see you later. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.